Hello, I am Attila Szücs. I am a software engineer at Collabora. I just recently joined them. This is my first conference and I am not very good in English, so forgive me if I say something wrong. I will speak about the footnotes in multi-column sections. I worked on this in last year, a year ago. I thought it can be an interesting problem. Hard to go back. Okay. So I got a bug ticket to a fix, and it was a very simple ticket at first sight. It was only just a one-line text, and somehow the writer displayed it as two page, and while the word was displayed just one page. Beside the one-line text, there was a footnote, and its sections has two columns, and there was a continuous section break. First I thought it's just a problem about the section break, some by it changed to a page break or something like that, but that was a instruct. It was a strange thing why the footnote and the column was needed. If I deleted any of them, then the writer changed to one page, and it was okay, but it was changed why it is needed. So I started to debug to find where it's become to page, and I found the problem in the layouting calculation, and there was even a comment about it, stating that the footnote container causes to maximize size in this case. This function, the to maximize function, will calculate if we have to maximize the column frame, the whole section frame, to the whole page. And it has several conditions, like is footnote at end and is endnote at end. They are checkboxes on the GUI, named the collect at end of text and the collect at end of section for endnotes. They are they was false in this case. Oh, the has follow isn't matter now. It was false in this case too. But there was another function that contains footnotes container. I checked this function, and this function just blindly check if the section have a column frame tried that has a footnote container frame tried, and if it has one, then it returned the first one it found. So all in all, it seems the function was directly written like this way. So the question was, why do we want to break a page in this case? I even checked the Git, who changed it or something like that, but it was in the very first commit I could reach, in the initial import at 2000 year. Nobody changed it, and I was even wonder why this many condition is needed, not just the first one I found, but the not collect at end is still needed for it. For this, I had to analyze the frames, how they work. So I listed the frames related to footnote some case. The footnote frame is for one footnote entity. It can contain a text frame, and this can be in a footnote container frame, and that frame contains a list of footnotes. it's important. It's not a two-dimensional list. It's just a simple list that it can display. And this footnote container frame can be in a page frame or a column frame. So what is important in it, that the footnote container frame does not really support columns. It's just a, I could say, it's just a one column of footnotes and that's all. But we can put this container frame in any of the column frame we want. So if we put these container frames in every column frame, then it will seems like if we support, it's like we support multi columns. So in one case we want footnote like multi columns, as like it's in the word. In the other case we want if we don't check the collected end text, we want the footnote to be at the page end. In the other case, we want the footnote to be in the columns end, in physically, but as we say in the display. And it can be true only if the column end is equal to the page end. So that's why they maximize the size of the column to the page size. In our case, it's not a good idea, because in my test case there was only one footnote and it doesn't need to be multi-columned. But if we wouldn't do this, what I showed in the previous slide, there could be a contradiction. Like I made a test document. There is two sections. I checked the collected end of text, which means I want the footnotes be after the section ends. There is two columns at the first section and three columns at the second section. It's very good in this way. But if we would change the collected end of text, we would uncheck this. I mean, we want all of these footnotes at the end of the page, then how many columns we want to how many columns we want? It's a contradiction. We can't say that two or three, because any of them could be wrong. So what we should need, we should be able to have column children for the container frame, because we it's not should be, it not must be, it just should be like words able to have indifferent number of columns at page, as many as in the text. So we should have the ability for the users to choose how many columns we want in the footnotes, but we should keep the ability to. That's all? Okay, sorry. it's almost end.